T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago I sent a package to the Castro, to an old new store of mine. They used to be a store of mine for like 10 years. They carried my cards, and then I stopped really producing the cards, and they stopped responding to my emails, and I just renewed the relationship so that I could send them the calendar and the books and stuff, and the manager /owner was excited, and they've expanded since then, right? And I just got an email from them. After I sent them the invoice, it said this: "I'm really sorry, hi Lisa, I'm really sorry to say we got your order, but had to send it back. It was engendering really bad feelings in the store, and our staff felt very uncomfortable selling it. I feel partially responsible because based on your previous cards, I did not vet the new ones." Okay, that's not the whole email, but everything in the calendar and book he'd already sold 10 years ago. None of this shit is new. It's just like bigger letters next to the pictures. I just enlarged the letters. I repeated a few of the words, a few of the phrases, but every single thing in the books is something that I've sold thousands of times before. That's how I made it into the book. I mean, same thing with the calendar. They're just all different. And when I thought about it, I called my best friend Lydia and I was really freaked out. And I was like, how did I start? I mean, their new store is in the Castro district of San Francisco. I was like, how did I start a riot in the fucking Castro? Like a riot that nobody enjoyed. I don't understand how I did that. And she was like, okay, it's, your books are heavily vagina-oriented, and it just sounds like it sounds like sexism in the gay community at work. It sounds like white, gay, male community not enjoying the word vagina near it. And I was like, oh, I did not put enough cock cards in the calendar or the book to justify them selling it in the Castro. And she was like, yep, not enough cut cards. Now you learned your lesson. And it was an accident. I just hadn't married any of the cock cards to any of the pictures I'd drawn. And, you know, by the time I got the book together and the calendar together, I just was going with what I'd already made. And so everything, but also like, it's my first book. It's going to be heavily vagina, you know, because I love vagina stuff. And oh my God, I totally freaked out about it before she said that. And then it took me a minute to really come down and agree with her. You know, I was like, my work is terrible. Nobody likes it. I can't get it right. Even when I send it to somebody I think will like it, they think it's stupid or they think it's horrible. You know, all of those thoughts were going through my head until she was like, no, this sounds like just sexism in the gay community. And I wouldn't agree with her, except Lydia is the very first one to tell me that I'm being selfish or that I'm being too sensitive or that something I made is shit even. You know, she just doesn't have a problem saying any of those things. So she would have told me if there was actually something wrong with either of the things I made. But she also kind of is a little bit further away from the things I made. And so she noticed maybe how vagina heavy they were, which I didn't even think about until actually right now. I thought about it 2 days ago when I was looking at everything that I had made so far. And I was like, oh, all these cock cards still have to be finished. What's going on with me? So, I have never had a store return the merchandise I sent them either. One, two, I thought that I had a store in California carrying my work and now I don't. Oh my God. This like setting up my empire again thing is turning out to be way harder than I really thought. How did I get 50 stores to carry my stuff before? I don't remember. I do remember. I walked in Portland from every store I thought would carry my cards to every store I thought would carry my cards. I spent days, months, and years just going into every single store that I ever thought would carry my shit and just showing it to them. And I just haven't been able to do that. I can't get my body to do that. I can't get my brain to do that. Man, I guess in my 20s, I had a lot more energy than I do now. So, not only do I get tired, I just want to protect myself and even my work at some point. And I don't think I had that before. I would just had a desperate need to show it to people and to make this work. And that overrid everything. Maybe the fact that I've got some security now means that I'm afraid to take chances. Or maybe I just got a lot of other shit going on. I don't know. It's hard for me to see what my obstacles actually are. But it just feels like I made this book like 3 or 4 or 5 months ago. And I still don't have people carrying it. There hasn't been any kind of parade. Nobody's written anything about it, nice or mean. I would take a bad review over any review. That's not true. I might be too sensitive for that. Oh my God, what if I'm too sensitive to make books now? Jesus. Ugh. Okay, so that is my art update for the week, I guess, really. Like, I don't know if anything bigger is going to happen than somebody actually returned my work. It does make me feel better once I realized how vagina heavy it was. It did make me feel better. And you know what? I also forgot a little bit about that because the Seattle gay scene works hard to seem not sexist. I don't know if anything can change how sexist the actual world is, or even the gay world. You know, the lesbian bar in town, Wild Rose, struggles while all of the gay bars just do lots and lots and lots of business. And there isn't any crossover. It's not like the gay men go over to the lesbian bars and hang out and try to make sure that that part of the culture is preserved. It's not. Although you do see some lesbians in the gay bars, it goes that way. It just doesn't go the other way. And I'm guessing that it's privilege that separates the two communities to some extent. You know, gay men just have more rights in the world, I guess. I'm obviously I'm a heterosexual woman, so I only have a dog in this fight as much as I sent my art to the store in the Castro. So this is probably not something that I really need to worry about, but I just forgot about it, I guess. And it sort of seems like it's impacting me right now. Seattle... Seattle gay men, though, don't have the openly disgusted view of vagina talk that I'd seen from some other gay men around the world. And even just in the 90s and the 2000s, gay men were just like, ew, keep your vagina, talk to yourself. Ew, ew, ew. And I don't think that I saw that at all in the Seattle scene in the last 10 years. They've just been like, girl, you got a vagina, I got my own stuff. We all are looking for the same thing. It's kind of how I felt. And when I was selling my cards to gay men, they wouldn't get upset when they saw the pussy juice stuff. Sometimes they would get a little bit tickled or they would laugh a lot. But I can see gay men from other communities being able to be upset and being able to be like, ew, I can't believe you brought that in here. So maybe that's what happened at the Castro store. It's just hard for me to picture this riot. Do they not have any vagina stuff in that store? Anyway, okay, all right. I'm going to stop obsessing about this, right? Because that's unnecessary. One rejection is not a million rejections. And I have already established that this was outside of my control. I mean, in so much as that I was the one who decided to make it vagina heavy, and I need to own that, and I need to realize that that's something that I need to lean into and use in order to get it places, not lean away from. Okay, all right. I think I talked myself into that being less sucky. Thanks for listening to my weird art journey and all of my insecure thoughts about everything. I really appreciate that I can tell you guys stuff. Happy vagina, everyone. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're right. Happy vagina is the thing I say before it. You're right. Of course it wasn't you guys. Of course it was still Lydia. Lydia's still right. Happy vagina. I say it all the time. I've become very vagina centric. My art has changed a little bit. Oh my God. He's right. God damn it. How come I never know this stuff? How come I'm always the last one? You guys should have told me that my art became super vagina heavy. Then I would have known. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Happy vagina.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.